Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
It's now evidence. That's right. It is evidence. The Hunter Biden laptop, you know, the one that they told you didn't exist because it was Russian disinformation. It's now Government Exhibit 16. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. What a show it's been. If you missed it, my man Byron Donalds was on earlier today. Go back and take a listen to that. He's in Philly tonight. He's got a cigar thing. Great guy. Love that guy. So it's official, and this is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. The Hunter Biden laptop from hell is Government Exhibit 16 at the First Sons gun trial in Delaware. Miranda Devine, who is the woman who wrote the original New York Post story about this, tweeted this out a short time ago. The silver MacBook Pro covered in a plastic wrapper was first publicly cited today at 2:10 p.m. when it was carried across the court by prosecutor Derek Hines to his first witness, FBI Special Agent Erica Jensen, who confirmed it was Hunter's laptop from the serial number on the back that corresponds to his iCloud identity. She said the laptop was obtained by the FBI with a subpoena from the Mac shop in Wilmington, where it had been abandoned by Hunter. She said that investigators corroborated content on the laptop with content in Hunter's iCloud that they obtained from Apple with a subpoena. Hines then proceeded to go through WhatsApp and text messages and images and documents from the laptop and iCloud with Jensen to make his case that Hunter was using drugs before, during, and after the period that he bought and possessed the handgun after allegedly signing a background check form on October 12, 2018, saying he was not a drug user. His then lover, Haley Biden, his sister-in-law, by the way, later threw the gun in a trash can. I should also mention, don't forget, Biden last week just popped in and visited Haley Biden. Just to pay her a quick visit, you know. No witness tampering. No intimidation there. No. Don't you be silly. The jury kept unsmiling focus throughout the evidence, which showed Hunter spending $50,000 a month in ATM withdrawals during that period and organizing alleged purchases of crack cocaine. Hunter's disembodied voice filled the courtroom periodically as prosecutors played audiobook extracts from his memoir, and he remained impassive behind a pair of salmon pink reading glasses. Haley Biden will be a witness by the end of this week or next week after Hunter's ex-wife Kathleen Buell and ex-lover Zoe Keeston. It is 3 years and 8 months since the New York Post broke the story of the laptop from hell that was censored by big tech. A few days later, in October 2020, the Dirty 51 ex-intelligence officials, mostly CIA, lied and said it was Russian disinformation. And then presidential candidate Joe Biden lied that it was a Russian plant. That it had all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation operation. And let's remember something. They had it in their possession, the FBI. So they easily could have let everybody know it really was Hunter's. Two things. Number one, did Joe Biden know about the laptop? If so, did he not lie to the American people on that debate stage with the president, President Trump, when he said 51 former national security hacks all came out and said this is Russian disinformation? In which case, then, is he going to get prosecuted for that because he misled the voters into believing that the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real? What about all the people who are complicit in that, who knew the laptop was real? Will they be charged as co-conspirators in the spirit of Alvin Bragg and what he did to President Trump? I mean, I'm curious. I'm just curious. The second thing is, you know as well as I do that in mid-October of 2020, the October surprise of Hunter Biden's laptop had nothing to do with disgusting, and I do mean disgusting, naked pictures of Hunter Biden with his various whores. And I mean that in all due respect, because I have higher respect for this these women than I do of him. But him doing crack cocaine off a Russian prostitute's backside is not the reason why they tried to hide the Hunter Biden laptop. They are pushing Hunter Biden. He's everywhere, if you notice. He's on Air Force One. He's at the White House. Biden issues a statement turning around and saying, oh, I'm so proud of my son. So proud of my son for overcoming this addiction. If the laptop had just been that, then they would have confirmed the identity. They would have confirmed it was real, and they would have came out and played the victim card and then said, listen, a lot of people in this country deal with addiction. A lot of people do. And he overcame it. So you know there's more on there, and that's where we get into the financial crime stuff, and that's where we understand specifically that this is a cover-up of the president of the United States' financial crimes. You know, earlier Beach Chair says that he passed a billboard in 95. I didn't understand his point that he was making to me at the time, but I see it now. And you're going to start noticing more and more of these. This operation was paid for very, very quickly and put together very quickly in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, featuring Republican voters against Trump. So the billboard says, I'm a former Trump voter. That's in white lettering. And then in all caps, in big, bold, yellow lettering, I won't vote for a convicted felon. This is how they play the game. This is what they do. This is, again, one of their organized efforts. I wonder who's behind this. I wonder who's paying for all this. It is now Republicans, the Republican Accountability Pack, put this out. At Accountable GOP, we are elevating the voices of former Trump voters who refuse to vote for a convicted felon. This is only possible with your support. I'd like to know who's behind the Republican Voters Against Trump project. They don't really have any mention on their X page about who these people are. So I'm just curious. I'd like to know who's paying for all these billboards in the swing states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, et cetera, et cetera. So prepare to see more of these. You may be seeing them now on your drive home. It's very, very possible. Isn't it something how these guys always wind up becoming so organized so quickly? They're good. They're just really, really good, aren't they? I think we know who's behind this. I think we know exactly what's behind this. And these are not Republicans. There's a reason why Alex Soros came out last week and said in a X message that Democrats need to start referring to him as convicted felon Donald Trump. This is what the junior Soros put out on X a few days ago. And yeah, I know my job is to bring this news to you. I don't really care. Democrats should refer to Trump as a convicted felon at every opportunity. Repetition is the key to a successful message, and we want people to wrestle with the notion of hiring a convicted felon for the most important job in the country. That was put out the other day by Alexander Soros. It was put out late last week, right after the verdict came out. Democrats should refer to Trump as a convicted felon at every opportunity. Repetition is the key to successful message, and we want people to wrestle with the notion of hiring a convicted felon for the most important job in the country. And then, out of the blue, all these billboards just start popping up. I'm a former Trump voter, and I won't vote for a convicted felon. No kidding. Wow. Just like that. I mean, that is a coinkydink if I've ever heard it, huh? Huh? Man. Wow. And it looks like a lot of the funding for this comes from Reid Hoffman. Now, you know about that slime ball. We've talked about him in the past. He's the LinkedIn founder who funded E. Jean Carroll's lawsuits against Trump. And also John Pritzker. He's the lesser Pritzker. And I say that for two reasons. Number one, he's not as well known as his brother. And number two, he's not as fat as his brother. So for that reason, I call him the lesser Pritzker. Because the Pritzker is the governor of Illinois, and he's very tubby, J.B. Pritzker. So the lesser Pritzker, John, is also related to Penny Pritzker of the Obama administration and the governor of Illinois. So it looks like a lot of the funding's coming from there. I wonder who else might be funding this. Maybe they just took Soros' advice and just said, that's great advice. I don't know. Who knows? The shadow knows. Here's what I know. I got to get into Fauci with you because I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday. And I got a lot to say, as you can imagine. But I also know we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming up on Friday, June 21st. And I'm so excited. But you got to make your reservations now to take your family on an epic, memorable summer vacation. Please, I know the economy stinks. Do not sacrifice summer vacation because of that. The kids, the memories, all of it. The Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey makes it possible. And I'll tell you why. It's basically the best of both worlds. You get the amenities of a full-service resort. The heated pool, the heated indoor pool, restaurant on site, game room for the kids. But they give you resort credits. They give you money to spend at the Grand Hotel. And the rooms, the suites, the townhomes have kitchenettes and refrigerators. So you can keep drinks in there, and you can even make the kids sandwiches, save some money that way, store your adult beverages in there if you like. But the Grand Hotel gives you resort credits to use at Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, the beach concession stand, however you like. That's the beauty of my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. But you got to make your reservation now for their June midweek stays because they're almost completely booked up. Book the week we're going to be there, June 21st. And you'll have a blast. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com and make your reservation. Always book direct with them for the best rates and for the resort credits. The longer you stay, the more you save. You stay a week, you're going to get back almost $700 in resort credits to use. And you get all the amenities of a resort. And you get the kitchenette and the refrigerator. But you don't have to wash the sheets. You don't have to wash the towels. So unlike renting a shore house, you get all the amenities and the big, giant outdoor heated pool in case it's a bad day at the beach. It's perfect. Everybody wins. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calling on the Zeoli Army to follow 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
Joe Biden says the border's closed. The border's not closed. Stop it, silly. He's not actually taking action on the border because never, and I mean never, trust anyone whose uncle was eaten by cannibals, to quote Senator Jerny Ernst. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. The big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Joe Biden today earlier announced executive action on the border. We talked about that a little bit earlier in the show. But understand all these exemptions, these exceptions. It's going to do nothing. But isn't it interesting, though, that he's talking about the border? And why is he doing that? He's doing that because he's going to lose. He's losing to Donald Trump. And so now he has to finally turn to the wackos that actually run the Democrat Party and say, hey, I don't have a choice anymore. I really have to talk about the border. I know you open borders kooks are going to be upset by this, but I don't have a choice because otherwise I'm going to lose. I mean, I think he's still going to lose because this is BS. He's still allowed enough exemptions in here that it's going to be nothing. And we talked about that earlier in the show. And if you missed it, please, go back and take a listen to on the Odyssey Rewind app. But it's just stop. You know, here's the thing. I didn't get a chance yesterday to talk about Asanto Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, of course. I didn't get a chance yesterday because I was homesick, but now that I'm home, not sick, I wanted to talk about Fauci a little bit because this guy, in my mind, is just one of the absolute worst. He really is. He's the very definition of a useless Democrat bureaucrat is what he is, a bureaucrat. And I'm so tired of the fact that you and I were scolded and we were told, you better listen to the experts. They're smarter than you, the experts. They know best. You better listen to them because they know best. Now, there's no scientific background, no scientific backing, no evidence of anything that stay-at-home orders, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, social distancing, nothing. There was no science behind any of it. And Fauci comes out and goes, "Well, I mean, when I say science, I didn't really mean science. I meant that there was science, but not science the kind that you would test as far as science goes." You go, what? Stop just saying the word science over and over again. I mean, that's what we heard for years. Science. Trust the science. And if you didn't, you were a science denier. You were a science denier. You belonged in jail. You wanted people dead. All these things. And he doubled down on these things yesterday at the hearing. He doubled down on these things. You know why he doubled down on these things? I'll tell you exactly why he doubled down on these things. Because guys like Fauci never admit that they're wrong. That's the truth. Guys like Fauci never admit that they're wrong. And you want to know why? It's because the intelligentsia has an entire cottage industry based on believing that they are smarter than you. You want to know why the bureaucracy is so effective? It's because the bureaucracy believes they are smarter than you. And so if you elect a dummy, like Donald Trump, for example, they're going to undermine him and they're going to make policy decisions for him for your own good. For your own good. They're going to decide environmental policy. They're going to decide in policies regarding masking and science and COVID. They'll decide these things for you because you're a dummy and they're smart and they're enlightened. And so they get to make these decisions for you. And you better be good. You better be good. I'll tell you what. The problem that I have with all these people is that even when they're wrong, they never acknowledge that they're wrong, ever. Like Fauci. Take a listen.
"We can ask you to give me a yes or no as to whether you believe these measures were justified. Business closures?
Early on when 5,000 people were dying a day, yes.
Church closures?
Same thing.
School closures?
Again.
Stay-at-home orders?
These were important when we were trying to stop the tsunami of deaths that were occurring early on. You kept them going is debatable."
By the way, tsunami of deaths was my Queensryche cover band name in college. We are tsunamis of deaths. You know where the tsunamis of deaths were taking place? In places like nursing homes in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. But I digress.
"Mask mandates for adults, mask mandates for children, mask mandates for children under 5.
And going back to what I said before, all of that is in the context of, at the time, 4,000 to 5,000
people a day were dying. Mask mandates for children under 5, there's scientific evidence for that?"
Excuse me?
"Mask mandates for children under 5, there's scientific evidence supporting that?"
There was no study that did masks on kids before. You couldn't do the study. You had to respond to an epidemic that was killing 4 to 5.
So there was no scientific data behind it, no scientific study behind it. We were told at the time there was, if you remember. We were told at the time that this is what will keep your children safe, even though European countries were turning around and going, kids aren't dying from COVID. See, they don't acknowledge that part of the story. They don't acknowledge that countries in Europe were telling us kids are doing fine and we're not masking our kids and they're doing just fine. That part of the story they leave out very conveniently. Am I right?
1,000 Americans.
Vaccine mandates for employees. Vaccine mandates for students. Vaccine mandates for military.
Vaccines save lives. It is very, very clear that vaccines have saved hundreds of thousands of Americans and millions.
I'm not debating. We're talking about
worldwide.
The COVID-19. Did or do the vaccines?
Well, was it the vaccines or was it the fact that the strain changed? And it wasn't the original Wuhan strain. And was it also that people had COVID and got antibodies and were able to have their body fight COVID naturally? No, these people will always double down on the vaccines. Oh, always.
Always. They will never, never acknowledge anything else. Never.
The COVID-19 vaccine stopped anyone from getting COVID.
I answered that question to the chairman. Early on, it became clear that...
They did.
No, actually, no. In the beginning, it clearly prevented infection in a certain percentage of people, but the durability of its ability to prevent infection was not long. It was measured in months.
And they didn't stop you from spreading it either.
Early on, it did if it prevented infection. But what became clear that it did not prevent transmission when the ability to prevent infection waned.
Is that even English? Is that even English? Well, no. Did it stop the spread of infection? Well, no. But what it did do was it stopped the spreading of things that could lead to the infectious spreading of the spreadable infection thing. What? See, instead of just going, no, we lied. We lied and told you that the COVID vaccine would stop infection, would stop transmission. That it was all a lie. We were making it up. We made it all up. It was all a bunch of BS. They can't do that. They can't admit that they were wrong. They just double down and they just repeat themselves. No, what I meant was, I didn't say that it stopped infection. What I said was, it stopped infection. What in a dream I had one time, in that dream it stopped infection, and I thought it was in real life, and it was in real life for a couple of minutes. You know, when you wake up from a dream and you think it's real, and then you try to hold on to that dream, and then all of a sudden you realize, what was that dream? It was like that. What? Right, exactly. So it didn't stop infection? No, but I thought it did for a few minutes when I first woke up in those hazy moments where the dream seems so vivid. Okay, here's where Fauci broke down yesterday. Aw, so sad.
So, Dr. Fauci, can you please share with us the nature of the threats you have received since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, there have been everything from harassments by... emails, texts, letters.
Were those emails on your official National Institutes of Health government emails that are FOIA-able, or was this on the super secret double probation Gmail email thread? I'm asking for a friend. Where did you get the email threats? On the FOIA ones or the private super secret double probation Gmail email that you were trying to hide from FOIA? Who knows?
Myself, my wife, my three daughters. There have been credible death threats leading to the arrests of two individuals, and credible death threats mean someone who clearly was on their way to kill me. And it's required my having protective services essentially all the time. It is very troublesome to me. It is much more troublesome because they've involved my wife and my three daughters.
At these moments, how do you feel? Keep your mic on.
Terrible.
Do you continue to receive threats today?
Yes, I do. Every time someone gets up and says I'm responsible for the death of people throughout the world, the death threats go up.
Mm. You know who else gets death threats every day? Donald Trump and his family members, staff members. I mean, I love this idea that we're supposed to be all very, very sad by this, but people in high public figures sometimes get death threats. That's why we have a Secret Service. You know who else gets death threats? Justice Alito. Supreme Court justices, like right outside their houses, for example. I mean, yeah, but we don't make policy decisions because idiots make death threats. And we're not supposed to take the foot off our gas of criticizing our public officials because some idiot makes a death threat that he's probably never going to follow up on, thank God. But whenever it works to tug the heartstrings, oh, the death threats. Oh, it's the death threats. And you see? But again, did the vaccine prevent transmission of COVID? It's a very simple question. Well, it's very hard to say whether it affected. You have to understand it's a complicated yes or no.
The vaccine saved millions of lives, and I want to thank you for your support and engagement on that. However, despite statements
this is
to
the chairman
contrary,
reading.
It did not stop transmission of the virus. Did the COVID vaccine stop transmission of the virus?
That is a complicated issue because in the beginning, the first iteration of the vaccines did have an effect, not 100%, not a high effect. They did prevent infection and subsequently, obviously, transmission. However, it's important to point out something that we did not know early on that became evident as the months went by is that the durability of protection against infection and hence transmission was relatively limited, whereas the duration of protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and deaths was more prolonged. We did not know that in the beginning. In the beginning, it was felt that in fact it did prevent infection and thus transmission, but that was proven as time went by to not to be a durable BS. Effect.
Right.
Yeah, definitely had a positive effect for many people, especially.
So it's proven over time that the whole thing that the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, said about it stopping transmission was a lie. Right, right. You know what else was a lie, too? The idea that this came from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. Fauci said he did not suppress the lab leak theory. I know. He said he never, ever suppressed it. Even though all the papers that came out and all the double super secret probation in Gmail emails were designed to get around the Freedom of Information Act. Because they all knew that this was gain-of-function research that created COVID. They all knew it came from a lab. They knew this. They knew they paid for it. And then they had that journal that was in Nature, the EcoHealth Alliance paper, that was the one that denounced the lab leak theory and said it came from a bat burger. And Fauci was all in on that. Here's Congresswoman Debbie Lesko.
On April 16, 2020, the NIH director, Dr. Collins, emailed you expressing dismay that the Nature Medicine article, which was based on proximal origin, didn't suppress the lab leak theory and asked you for more public pressure to suppress the lab leak theory. The very next day, in response to Dr. Collins' request to suppress the lab leak theory, you cited the Nature Medicine article, which discounted the lab leak theory from the White House podium. My question to you, sir, did you cite this article at the White House because the NIH director asked you to suppress the lab leak theory?
I did not do that in response to anybody's suggestion to suppress anything. It was in response to a question that someone asked at the podium, and I did not edit any paper as shown in my official testimony. So you said about four or five things, Congressman, that were just not true.
Well, we have emails to prove it.
Well, you don't.
Thank you, and I yield back.
We do have emails to prove it. And we have all your little merry band of little Fauci minions who are all trying to cover this up by using their double secret super probation Gmail emails to avoid FOIA. All right? So stop BSing a BSer. Listen, if you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed the dealership renovation. You certainly noticed the road construction. But once you get past all that, you're going to find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. And I can tell you firsthand because I recently picked up my new XC60 and it was a great experience. It's amazing. Business is great at Cherry Hill Volvo, despite the renovation and the road construction. Now, I love the fact that I'm driving the XC60. It's an awesome SUV. It's big, it's spacious and luxurious. Bridget drives the XC90. That is the Volvo that has the third row, and we'll be excited to take the kids down the shore this summer in that because it's plenty of room. But maybe you want the S-Class made right here in America. Either way, at Cherry Hill Volvo, you'll have an incredible experience. And because of the renovation, they're doubling down on their already incredibly aggressive promotions and incentives. And if you're a Costco member, you're going to get an additional $1,000 off the price of a new Volvo. So what are you waiting for? Go see Cherry Hill Volvo today. They have ample inventory and they are ready to meet you today. Spring will be a lot sweeter this year as you cruise around in the luxury vehicle you deserve. A Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. Cherry Hill Volvo is right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. At Cherry Hill Volvo, relationships matter. They prove that every single day. And don't forget, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, where relationships matter, Cherry Hill Volvo.
It's the Rich Cioli Show. Live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Infectious disease doctor, Santo Fauci, Santo Fauci, Anthony Fauci. You always have to say that by law, of course. Doubling down yesterday in front of the hearing on vaccines, on social distancing, on masking, even though the science backed none of that stuff up. None of that stuff up. And he continues to deny that he suppressed the lab leak theory, even though he 100% suppressed the lab leak theory. 100%. Here's a little bit. Yesterday, I have an exchange with Congresswoman Maliotakis from New York.
Clarify for the record, because today you testified that you did not suppress the lab leak theory, yet in the past you have said, quote, it is a distortion of reality, unquote. You've said, quote, I've heard these conspiracy theories, and like all conspiracy theories, they're just conspiracy theories. That's what you told the American people. And so would you like to clarify what science were you following then versus
now?
Yeah,
no, I've also been very, very clear and said multiple times that I don't think the concept of there being a lab leak is inherently a conspiracy theory.
What?
What is a conspiracy is the kind of distortions of that particular subject. Like, it was a lab leak and I was parachuted into the CIA like Jason Bourne and told the CIA that they should really not be talking about a lab leak.
Thank you.
That's the conspiracy.
Appreciate that. Dr. Fauci.
Has anyone ever compared him to Jason Bourne out of curiosity? Has anyone in their right mind ever compared Fauci to Jason Bourne? Again, I'm curious. I'm asking for a friend. Has anyone ever said that dude is Jason Bourne? Bourne-like qualities? No. Fauci, of course, denied the lab leak theory, and they told you that you were a crazy kook if you believe it came from a lab in China. If you, like me, argued since March of 2020 that this thing came from a lab, or like Senator Tom Cotton, who was saying it in February that it was a Chinese bioweapon, You were a kook. You were a nutbag. But nobody, and I mean nobody, ever compared him to Jason Bourne. Okay, Jason Bourne is awesome. And no, Fauci, you are no Jason Bourne, pal. Of course they suppressed the lab leak theory. We have all the emails showing that. They wanted everyone to believe it came from the wet market. And this is because China wanted it to be believed it came from a wet market. And then corporate America, the unholy triad of corporate America, the big tech, and the government kicked into high gear to say it came from the wet market and called you a racist if you suggested it came from the lab. In fact, you were allowed to suggest that the people of Wuhan are so filthy and their eating habits are so disgusting that they would order medium rare bat burgers and that would start a global pandemic with their filthy eating habits. But if you suggested that it may have accidentally came from a lab, that was racist. Like a scientist may have made a mistake, racist. Filthy, disgusting eating habits by the people of Wuhan, not racist. Hey, huh? I don't understand. It seems the opposite. But anyway, that's what they did. And I still remember the ambassador to the United States from China being on with Margaret Brennan and saying that, you know, it's very racist to say it came from the lab. And when Peter Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance and all those minions came out in early February and March and said, you know, we got to let everybody know it came from the wet market, right? It came from nature. It came from some dude ordering a bat burger. They all kicked in a high gear to make sure that that's what was said. That's what they did. We all know. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. And it's a damn shame. It really is, because the truth of the matter is we could have really probably saved lives if we had just been honest. If we had just been honest, and maybe we could have even, I don't know, come up with the treatments a whole lot faster. But the reason why is because I've told you this before, gain of function is the ultimate gravy train. You get to create the pandemic and then you get to create the treatment of the pandemic. So you win on both ends. And that's why they keep covering this up. And they're going to cover it up to their dying day. They're going to do everything they possibly can, including go around FOIA. They're going to suppress the truth as best as they possibly can till the end of time. They'll never admit exactly what happened. And you know, I for one think we are all owed an apology. Everybody who believed that this came from a Chinese lab, we're all owed apologies here. They should come out and apologize to us for saying that we were kooks. If you didn't believe masks worked, if you didn't believe your kids should be wearing a mask. I mean, I had a fight with my daughter's school to get a mask mandate exemption. And you would have thought what I was asking for. I had a fight and threatened to sue and threatened to go to my old school district and threatened to go to the, you know me. I threatened to rain down thunder on them. I would use everything in my power to get a mask exemption for my daughter. But it's, you know, I mean, she had a speech issue. We should not have had to have these fights. But bureaucrats don't want to ever admit that they're wrong, because then it undermines the entire operation. The bureaucracy believing that they're smarter than you, and then the corporate media and everybody else telling you you're not smart. Listen to the experts. And if you prove the experts wrong, then that whole thing blows up. That whole house of cards falls down, you see. And that's what happens. That's why they can never admit the truth. They can never, ever admit the truth, ever. You know, the other part of this that I thought was really compelling yesterday during the hearing was when Representative Cloud of Texas said he had rural hospitals in his area that didn't have a single case of COVID, and they had to shut them down, and people didn't get the treatments they needed for cancer. Remember, loved ones couldn't say goodbye to their loved ones? Remember all that?
I think what's troubling is when the American people look at the certainty and the case at which people lost jobs, they lost livelihoods. I had rural hospitals in my area that did not have a single case of COVID in their rural community that had to shut down and people not get care that they did need. For cancer, and some passed away because of those kind of things. Time after time again, people's lives are destroyed, and we have not seen the same sort of, once the new data came available, we did not see a change of course. And you'll point out, for example, in the schools that the CDC, you know, put out the guidelines, for example. But we know that those guidelines end up being protection from lawsuits. It's, if you don't want to be sued, you better follow the guidelines. So they're not mandates, de facto mandates, but they turn out to be such a mandate. And when the science began to change, we all understand that in the first couple of weeks, first few weeks, even a couple months, we were all trying to figure it out. I think there's a lot of grace for that. The concern is that as the science became available, there wasn't like a, oh, maybe we should consider the lab leak theory.
Bingo.
Oh, maybe we should consider natural immunity. We never heard this messaging coming from you or from anyone else who stood on the sidelines talking about these things. And it's left the American people with a tremendous distrust.
Exactly. Well said. All right, the great one, Mark Levin, is up next, and I hope you have a great rest of your night. Don't forget, June 25th, the man, the myth, the legend, Jack Carr with me. Get your tickets today at 1210WPHT.com. Jack Carr, Red Sky Morning, gonna be amazing. I want you to be there for that, okay? Mark your calendar. See you tomorrow.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.